Hope everyone's doing well. I wanted to share a very fascinating idea that I shared in Shul this past week. So in Vayechanan, Moshe recounts the story of Kabbalat HaTorah, of Matan Torah, and in the lead up to the actual Aseret HaDibrot, so he talks about how unique, how sui generis, this experience was, and he says, "Hashama Kol Elohim." Did anyone ever speak to God from the fire and survive? Did anyone ever, were they taken out by such miracles? And they go on to explain how unique Mitzrayim was, Matan Torah was. At first glance, you read these psukim, and the feeling that emerges is one of privilege and pride and triumphalism, maybe. And at some level, obviously, the purpose of these psukim is to feel thankful. We're so lucky. God took us out of Egypt with miracles. He gave us the Torah. He didn't do this to anybody else. And that really is amazing. But in a fascinating piece by Rabbi Price, on Parsha Ki Teitzeh, he sees something different, and actually almost the opposite, in these psukim. And he notes that according to the Rambam, as opposed to Rav Sanjigon, the point of creation is not just for human beings, because the Rambam believes that there are beings in the world that have relationships with God, independent of their relationship with human beings, like the sun, like the constellations, angels, and things like that. And he doesn't have a purely, you know, he doesn't have a pure anthropocentric world, worldview. Now, if you don't believe that human beings are the only creatures that have relationship with God, so then you have to ask, well, is their relationship predicated on Torah? And what Rabbi Price sees in these psukim is that the answer is no. The fact that the Torah goes out of its way to say how unique Matan Torah is, and say it's only us, well, that means that on the one hand, yes, it highlights that we're lucky, that we have a unique relationship with God. But on the other hand, the fact that there are other beings that have relationships with God that are b'chol, not even human. And the fact that other human beings have a relationship with God, this predicate in the Sheva Mitzvot, already points to the fact that because it's so unique, that means that it's not the only path to God, because then it shouldn't be unique, right? It should be something that other people could share. And then Rabbi Price goes farther, and this seems to have been something that you know, a lot of people were thinking about in the 60s. And the truth is, there's still, you know, very serious scientists who believe this now. But there were scientists then who thought that it was likely, or at least distinctly possible, that there were aliens. And Rabbi Price says, well, you know, and this in many ways is similar, though much more radical, than an argument made by Rabbi Lamb. And he argues that, look, if there are aliens, which again is a possibility that amazingly Ruchasta Kreskes raises in Or Hashem, that means that there could be entire planets where there are intelligent beings who have a relationship with God, not predicated on Torah. Because again, this week's Parsha says that the giving of the Torah is unique. And he says, then that's fine, right? That's totally possible. And then he has, you know, a little bit of a Hasidish flair, and he says that, you know, the Hasidish Svarim are very, this is very central to their, the idea. A very central idea is the idea that the world is supported by the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, the 36 righteous people of the generation. And Rabbi Price says, you know, I looked in all the Svarim, and I never found that the 36 Tzadikim have to be Jewish. And I think that probably many of, if not most of them, are not. And amazingly, in this same verse that at first glance is purely about our privilege in being Jews and having Torah, which might lead to hubris, Rabbi Price, at the same time, and obviously that is part of it, that we should be proud. he sees the opposite, which is that yes, we should be proud, but the fact that there are other people who have a relationship with God, and it's very, very much not based on Torah because they never got the Torah. And there are things like the sun and the angels who were not given the Torah or actively had the Torah taken away from them, based on, like in certain Agadot. And, you know, for all we know, there are planets out there where there is no Matan Torah, and yet they clearly have a relationship with God because that's it's impossible to fathom they wouldn't. To say that that can exist without Torah reminds us that precisely in the fact that the Torah is unique, and Matan Torah is unique, that same data point that gives us pride also highlights the fact that other people and others, let's leave it as others, can have a relationship with God that's not predicated on Torah, and it's also legitimate. And precisely because the Torah emphasizes that it's only us who got to Matan Torah, and nevertheless, we believe that non-Jews can have a chiluk in Olam Haba, and possibly that there are non-human entities that have a relationship with God, and maybe even other planets with of beings that have relationships with God operating on Torah, points to the fact that in the very uniqueness of Torah, and the fact that it's only for us, the fact that other people can have a relationship with God means that that's legitimate, even though it's not the same as ours. And therefore, those two, not really contradictory, but at first glance, those two notions that are in tension turn out to very plausibly emerge from the exact same pasuk. So that was the that was what I shared on Shabbos, and it's definitely, I think, you know, fascinating chomer l'machshava to think about, even if it comes from a very interesting place and was responding, you know, to a reality in the 1960s where people were struggling with the theological possibility that there were planets of intelligent beings, and what that would mean for the way we think about our relationship with Torah and God.